Hello, and welcome to this podcast episode for Brook Hill United Methodist Church. My name is Reverend Kathy Altman. I'm the associate pastor here, and I had the opportunity to talk with a very special ministry group here at Brook Hill. It is for the Brook Hill Weekday Preschool. So I'm excited that we can join together in this particular podcast episode and brag on our preschool as it is celebrating its 50th year this coming school year. So tune in, and I hope you enjoy this episode as we talk with several staff members, parents, and board members. Take a listen. All right, well, welcome to this episode of our Brook Hill podcast. I have the pleasure of interviewing a team from the Brook Hill Weekday Preschool, and I wanted to make sure that we highlight this team, particularly this year, and we'll talk more about what that's about and how exciting it is that this program has been here for so long and been an icon in the community. So I have with me Carolyn Manning, who is our preschool treasurer, Bambi Blackwell, who serves as our preschool director, Beth White, who is our outgoing preschool committee chair, Melissa Murphy, who is a parent and also serves as the nursery supervisor here at Brook Hill Church, and also Beth Maltair, who is one of our teachers. And as I recall, you teach our little twos also, don't you?
Yes.
So we'll talk a lot more about our two-year-old program, which a lot of nursery schools do not offer. And so it is just awesome. Thank you all so much for joining me today as we just talk and brag a little bit on the preschool. Is that all right?
Yes.
Okay. All right, so first of all, I'm fairly new to this church, and just as an introduction, I am Reverend Kathy Altman, the associate pastor here at Brook Hill. And, you know, I don't have the full history of the preschool, but you all do. So if you all could just kind of give me an idea of, you know, how the preschool got started, what was maybe happening in the area that made you think, wow, maybe we need something like that in the area, or whatever story has been passed down to you, because I think we have inherited this from other folks in the area who have run this program. So I open it up to whoever would like to answer that one. Maybe Carolyn, if you wouldn't mind, you know, chiming in.
I will, although I was not here in 1974.
Okay.
I didn't come until 1981. But as I understand it, it was Wendy Brake and Nikki Rady was involved in the very beginning.
For
Wendy?
For Wendy when Wendy
went into public.
So really, I
always thought of it as Wendy Brake being the one who really started it. Mm-hmm. And of course, I wasn't here to know when you say why. I guess they felt a need to start a nursery school, as it was called then. And I do know that the original first class had our teacher, Beth Maltair, in that class.
I was a former Brook Hill Weekday Preschool student.
Yes, she was.
Oh, my goodness. Yes. Not too many people can say that you work in the place that you were a preschooler. I love
it. I'm very blessed to be here.
And awesome. Wayne and Judy Gooding's daughter, Shauna, mm-hmm. was in that class, and back then Darby Whitmore was another one that and my son would have been, except we didn't live here yet. So that was 74, and it was a three-year-old class of probably 12 people and a four-year-old class of 15 people in one room, one teacher who was the director, the teacher, the treasurer. There was nobody else, except there was a committee. And we met, but, you know, all that was handled by one person.
Wow. Okay. So literally starting a grassroots movement here. Yeah. So I'm thinking what was happening in the 70s, you know, where you know, prior to that, history was that for the most part, moms would stay home with their younglings until they got to a certain age or school age. But that was changing in our world and in our area, correct?
Yes.
So, you know, there was a need that was arising out of all of that. And you all decided to meet that need. I love that.
Yeah, back then the four-year-old class met on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, and the three-year-olds were on the Tuesdays and Thursdays, because I am also a former student myself, just a couple years after the original class. It was my...
So for everyone who is listening, that was Beth White, you know, our...
I was actually in the class the year that Wendy Brake, the founder, halfway through the year, she got a job with FCPS. And so then Mickey Rady took over. So I was the four-year-old class that had two different teachers, and they both were former.
So for all our listeners, we have a couple of alumni right here in the room. So, you know, they'll be signing autographs afterwards, I'm pretty sure. So there we go. All right. So if I could ask, you know, besides Beth and Beth, you know, Beth White and Beth Moltaire, what brought you to Brook Hill? I'm thinking the preschool brought you to Brook Hill. But for everyone else here in the room, what brought you to Brook Hill? What brought you to this area and also this program? What led you to that? Bambi, do you want to speak to that at all? Or this is Bambi Blackwell, our director.
Well, 12 years ago, I was looking to make a change. I actually live in Montgomery County, so I drive up each day. And I thought, let me try Frederick and see what I could find out there teaching-wise. I am Methodist, and I belong to a sister church down in Rockville, Million Memorial United Methodist Church. So actually, through the eConnection, I was checking out the jobs and found out about this job out here. And I came out, drove all this way. It was the longest drive I ever had to come out here, and I met with Carolyn. And she was one of the big reasons why I came here. I just fell in love with her instantly. And then everybody else that I met after that, I absolutely loved and adored. And I thought I would stay a year or two because since it is a commute, I'll just try it. But I fell in love with it out here. I love the staff. I love the church, the community. It's just so wonderful that I decided to stay.
Okay. So how long have you been our director?
This is my 12th school year.
12th year. All right. All right. Yes. So we have some deep roots here, folks. We have some real deep roots here. Melissa, how about you? What brought you to Brook Hill, and what attracted you to this preschool program for? You can tell us a little bit about your preschooler.
Yeah, and I have her as a student.
Yes, for 2 years.
Yes.
I've had her. I came to Brook Hill in 2017. VBS actually brought us here. And then we just fell in love with it and we stayed. And then the preschool program, my current three-year-old was two at the time, and I was looking for something because she is a force to be reckoned with. And I needed to get her into something. And I don't remember now who even told me about the preschool program.
Okay.
Somebody in the church. So I was like, well, I'll check it out. And then I met with Bambi, and Gracie just fell in love with it.
Awesome.
She loved it. And she's been there for 2 years now.
I keep hearing a lot of love in the room. There it is. You know, so. But this seems to be a ministry and a program that draws you in from the heart. And so it's all about, you know, supporting our families and supporting our young children to help them grow and to develop and to have some good roots, particularly in the community and in their faith as well. And we'll talk a little bit more about that as well. So, what impact has your involvement with this preschool had on each of you personally and professionally? Beth, you want to start with that? Beth Moltaire?
Yes. Well, I think how it has impacted me is to see, especially with the two-year-olds, how they change from September. They come as these shy little children who aren't sure what to do. And then come May, they are these confident little children that are ready to move on to the next step of their education. And I'm just blessed to be a part of that.
I'm sorry, but I thought there were terrible twos.
Oh, no, not terrible twos. Oh, well, you know, maybe some days there might be a little bit of extra, but no, but they are wonderful, wonderful age to work with.
Awesome.
I think that has been my favorite age is the two-year-olds.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes. All right.
Can I add something to that? So when I came here 12 years ago, in the county, there's something called universal pre-K. So I knew eventually we were going to have some competition with the county. And so we might lose some of our four-year-old children. And so I started throwing out the idea that we really need to start a two-year-old program. And Beth listened, and she came to me one day, and she said, Bambi, if you're serious about a two-year-old program, I would love to teach that. And I was like, now that you've told me, we're doing it. So it's her love for those twos that started that program.
You mention it, you own it.
Yes, that, no, that's it. Yes, you do.
All right. So what then makes Brook Hill Preschool unique? I mean, like you mentioned, Bambi, there's a lot of competition out there, including now the school system, correct?
Correct.
So what do you all feel makes this program unique? Beth White, would you like to launch that one, or Carolyn? Or
I think the staff. Our staff, they've all been here a very long time. Some are 20 plus years. And their dedication to their classrooms and their kids and their families has gotten a reputation out in the community mm-hmm. that this is a good quality program, mm-hmm. that if you need your kid someplace, that they're going to be loved and learn, this is where you go. So definitely the staff.
Awesome. Awesome. And as I understand it, you have several staff members who have been there many years. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
So how many teachers do we have here at the...
Right now we have 10.
Oh, wow. Okay.
That's including myself. Mm-hmm. And Miss Beth Moltaire, how many years have you been here?
Like 30-some years mm-hmm. I've been here at Brook Hill. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I just enjoy being here and working with the children and also with the staff. Mm-hmm. I think that the preschool... We all work well together, mm-hmm. yeah. And we have the common bond of wanting it to be a warm and welcoming place to the children as well as the families.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. I think if we added up all the years for each person that has been here, we're talking probably in the hundreds of the numbers of years that folks have dedicated to this program. And so it's important. It matters. And, you know, the other piece that makes this unique, though, tell me about the fact that this is a faith-based program. You know, not all preschools are, but this one is. So,
yeah, I think it is wonderful that we here at Brook Hill can teach the children about God. And that God is important, and He can go with us wherever we go. We have Him. We can put God and Jesus in our heart, and it teaches the children to be strong in their faith at 2, 3, and 4 years old. Mm-hmm. And I think that the parents enjoy having that, and I think that that's helps bring people to Brook Hill too.
Awesome.
That we are able to teach the children mm-hmm. about God and Jesus, and we're able to celebrate those wonderful holidays
yes.
like Christmas and Easter and tell those stories to the children. And the wonderment that they get from that
okay.
is great.
As a parent, Melissa, would you like to speak to that about this faith-based program?
Yeah, I think that it's really important. My favorite thing is Gracie gets a solid foundation to fall back on. This is her church. She's well aware that this is her church. and she loves it. When she goes downstairs for Sunday school, it's over there's my preschool. And, and you know, so she really has that connection. And it's really good for them to have that time. It's really important. And I don't think a lot of people realize how important that foundation is.
And as I understand it, she has quite the budding singing career. Yeah. You want to tell folks what her favorite song is?
Jesus Loves Me.
There it is.
She was our youngest attendee and performer in our talent show that we had back in the fall, and just brought the house down. Let's just put it that way. You know, so that was awesome.
Yeah, right. She loves Jesus, and she's not afraid to say it.
Yeah. And I think, too, this program in particular, and because it is a ministry of the church, it is meant to support the entire family. And there are so many things out there that are not meant to support the entire family. And so for a family to find that kind of, you know, network of caring people, to me, and I'm just talking here, you know, I'm trying not to preach. It's an occupational hazard. Yes, ma'am.
And we have had a lot of Brook preschool families actually join the church, but it started with the preschool. Mm-hmm. They came to the preschool, and now some of them are very active.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just recently, I baptized a young man who is part of the preschool. He did not like me at all. Oh, my goodness. He was very upset with me for putting water on his head. Since then, we knuckle bump and things like that. And so he's getting more used to being here and being familiar. And I honestly think it's the preschool program and the ministry that has done that for him. He was hiding behind mom. He's not doing any of that anymore. So it's awesome. I am so impressed with when I see the younglings all lined up and, you know, just going down and Miss Beth is saying, be quiet now. This is where we have, and they all follow the leader and follow the rules, right? So it's just awesome. So we really thank you for that. Yes, ma'am.
One other thought on faith-based is that we are a ministry of the church, but you don't have to have a faith to come here. We welcome everyone. Mm-hmm. And so my goal for that situation is that we do have those who are churched and are familiar and learn more and their faith grows. But we also have people who may not be churched who their children then get a basis here. Mm-hmm. And my goal when I teach chapel time and things like that is just to make sure that the children know that the church is a safe place. It's a loving place. You will be loved if you come here because you never know where life will take them. And at some point in life, they may get to a point where they remember back and go, I need help now. And I remember that loving, safe place. I'm going to go back to that. Okay. So I feel like we're building lots of different foundations that can be used in many different mm-hmm. ways.
We're also making some connections too as the kids graduate out of the preschool program and into the school system. We still have things here like Upward Sports and some other things where they can stay involved. Vacation Bible School is a wonderful connector and a support for our families as well. And in case you all are interested, we have a very popular now Parents Day Out. And so you need a break from your kids, bring them here. We'll have a day of basketball and fun and you get the afternoon off. And so look for that in the future as well. So this is off the cuff and off the record, and you know, if we have to adjust, we will. But I just had what I'm seeing is a lot of more special needs kids that are maybe parents are feeling, wow, is this the place for my child? You know, because of some of the special needs that you're seeing out there. So I don't know if any of you could speak to what we offer in terms of. I guess I'm speaking off the cuff here, you know, quiet rooms or things like that where kids are oversensitized everywhere else and come here with those types of special needs. I don't know if anybody wants to, and again, I didn't even get, you know, for the record, I gave everybody questions and this isn't one of them. So.
That's okay. This is a question actually I get quite often. So one caveat is that the pandemic and going through COVID did change some things. Mm-hmm. We have children, we call them affectionately COVID babies, that were born during this time or very young during this time. And we are seeing more speech delays and some stunts in social and emotional growth. And it's just because when you're bubbled, you know, who else were you with except for your main caregivers? Mm-hmm. And so they didn't have that exposure at a younger age that they normally would have had if the pandemic wasn't going on. So pretty regularly in my tours now, I touch on that and ask parents if they have any concerns because their children have been at home and isolated for the last few years. And quite often there are concerns, especially mm-hmm. social and emotional. Mm-hmm. And then, like I said, there's been a lot more speech issues. So we're dealing with that. When we first came back from the pandemic, the teachers and I had to adjust real quickly on what the children were coming in and what levels they were at. Beyond that, we do work with special needs. Now, we are not special educators. We're all regular ed educators. Our backgrounds are in that. So we do the best we can. There's lots of referrals that we can make and outside intervention that we can have come in and help us. And sometimes the option is that they get referred out and they either go to FCPS or they go to another program mm-hmm. that would be more appropriate for them. But we are here to help the parents through those steps to get to the right place for the right kind of care for their child.
And sometimes just navigating that is yes. the hardest part yes. to make sure, because yes. every child is special. Every child is unique. Mm-hmm. Every child learns in a different way. Mm-hmm. I had three of my own, and I can't believe they all came from me. You know, they're all so different. You know, they learned in completely different ways. Mm-hmm. So it is good for families to know that they can at least come and get guidance to navigate some of these challenges.
Because early intervention is the key. There's a lot of things that we can work on and actually get fixed before they even go off to kindergarten. Mm-hmm. So that's always our goal. A lot of the speech issues and things that we work on are completely taken care of and resolved by the time they go to kindergarten. So that's ultimately our goal. If we can't work with them, though, and get those things resolved, then we want to get in the agencies that then can help them. Sure. So a big part of it is we all sort of need some armchair psychology, because it's, of course, a very emotional thing. Yeah. This is your precious child that now someone is saying, hey, something's not quite right. Mm-hmm. So we try to be very delicate with going through that process, but ultimately help them get to the place where they need to be.
Well, amen, sister. Thank you. All right. Well, one of the things that as a church, and the fact that this is a ministry of this church, we want to hold this ministry in prayer. And so I wanted each of you to speak to, you know, how is it that we can support you? Because it's not just supporting our parents and our children, very vital, very important, but we want to support you all as well. Many of you are filling roles and, you know, going above and beyond what we've asked you to do. And so I really appreciate that, but we want to support you. So what are some of the ways that we could do that as Brook Hill, as the church, but also those listening here, a part of the community? How can we best support this program? I'll just ask each of you and if it's a repeat answer, that's fine. So
you had another question about what are the challenges. Mm-hmm. And as the treasurer, one of the biggest challenges is money.
Okay.
And we're doing all we can. We're faced with the minimum wage has gone sky high. That's mm-hmm. the main thing. We can't, and we can't get teachers to fill the slots. Mm-hmm. And so I don't know how the church could help in that way. I know we're all struggling, but I see the finances, because we have the most wonderful staff ever, and you know, the program is excellent, but we got to have money to keep it going.
Right. So financial support for sure, and also networking to get the word out about this wonderful program, which we will talk a little bit more about it when we get into what our buzz term will be, 5010. So we will talk more about that too. All right.
Well, as Carolyn mentioned, we need teachers. So when we closed for the pandemic, we had 16 and we came back with 10. There is a national teacher crisis going on right now. Everyone in the country is seeing this. So we are desperately looking for teachers. We actually have 5 classroom spaces that we can have classes in. We're only utilizing 3 right now. Okay. I would love to be able to open up those 2 other classrooms, but I need the teachers to be able to do that. Mm-hmm. And I haven't been able to clone anyone yet, so that hasn't been working. So I really need, so if anybody out there hearing this is interested in teaching pre-K with some wonderful teachers and wonderful staff and a wonderful church, please reach out to me. I would love to meet you and have you come on board. We do have a whole credentialing program, but we are willing to work with you on that. And if you are starting out from scratch, and we can get you trained and help you move along like that. So that is definitely one of our biggest needs, is we would like to grow again. When we closed, we had 85 students. Right now we have 35.
Okay.
So we
okay.
have a lot of growth that we still need to okay. accomplish from the pandemic. Okay. So, and I believe the kids are out there. We have a new neighborhood that's been mm-hmm, being mm-hmm. built near us. The families are there. I just need the teachers. Yeah.
And I mean, our upward sports program, which is our basketball program here, has exploded. I mean, it's the biggest one we've ever run. So we know the kids and the families are out there. Mm-hmm. It's just a matter of, you know, bringing in the she's. Yeah. Right. All right. Beth, any, how we can support you?
I would say prayers that, like, Bambi and Carolyn was saying, that we'll be able to find more teachers to be able to grow the program more, and the in turn that would also give more financial stuff to keep expanding. So just prayers that we'll find what we
okay.
need.
Because it sounds like even though you've had a step back from the COVID piece, You're experiencing some growing pains here, because, you know, the kids are there, but we need to get the teachers and, you know, so it's a growing cycle. All right. Melissa?
I would say prayer would be really important, and networking, just getting the word out. I mean, I think everybody has a responsibility that goes to this church to say, hey, this is what we offer, especially even for kids, because that's important. I mean, and as a parent of the preschool, like, I can tell you, it is an excellent program. And I've been offered to put Gracie in public pre-K and all that. I don't want any of that. I want her to stay here at Brook Hill. Like, she loves it here. And my two-year-old's going to go into it in the fall. And I think it's great. Like, I have no worries about them. I know they're being loved on. I know that they're being cared for. Mm-hmm. So I think that people really just need to tell people about it.
Okay. All right. And Beth?
I agree too. Prayer, the prayer and the networking. We can use all the prayers, gotcha. You know, out there to help with that and to find staff, because I think that they would enjoy being there. Anybody listening, this is a wonderful place to work and to be a part of. So please come join us.
Right. And this is part of our networking, launch here, mm-hmm. because I think a lot of times folks don't realize there's a wonderful program here, even though we do all we can to get the word out on social media and everything else. It can get lost in the sea. And so that's part of why we're here doing this podcast as well. But there's another big one, and that is a wonderful celebration year for 2024 for the Brook Hill Weekday Preschool. And that is our 50-10 campaign. And so this is something that we're just throwing around as a buzz term, but the 50 indicates the number of years that this program has been here since 1974, and the 10 campaign indicates the number of years that we have had two-year-olds in this program. Am I good Correct. On that? Okay. Mm-hmm. So we are very excited about launching the 50-10 campaign. We have nothing planned yet, but we will, you know? It's just our time, you know, it's just a time to celebrate, because there are so many things out there that don't last for the long haul. You know, there are programs that come and go, and you know, they were there for a season or whatever, but this one has been able to grow and adapt and change, even in the midst of a worldwide pandemic, which no one could expect. And yet you're here. I almost feel like we should start singing "I Will Survive." I don't know, yeah, because it started in the 70s. That was a 70s song, right? So there we go. So I don't know if you all have any ideas or anything that you would want to talk about, but I see some great things this year as we continue to highlight the preschool that is here at Brook Hill.
And just to clarify, the 50 years is for the upcoming school year that starts in the fall of 24. So it's the 24-25 school year. So that's when the actual 50-10 will be. Now we're in the preparation to really celebrate, because this is like a huge thing.
Yes, it is. All right. Somehow I'm seeing like a bouncy house and everything. I don't know. We're just, I'm spitballing here, but but no, it's exciting to be able, and I would love to meet some more alum, you know, and maybe have a reunion kind of thing where folks can talk through, how things have, how this program helped them, even in their adult lives. And so we have a couple of alums sitting right here. So
we've had alums that also, when they've gotten older and had kids, have brought their kids. Mm-hmm. I'm one of them. Mm-hmm. Both of my kids have went through here, and my oldest is out of college now. My youngest is a senior in high school. So, and then there's other families that have come around. So we're getting generations mm-hmm. and stuff, and that's kind of neat to see
too. Isn't that awesome? Isn't that awesome?
And my daughter, our incoming chairperson of the preschool committee, mm-hmm. is an alum.
Okay.
And one of my grandchildren went here.
Mm-hmm. I love it. Yes. I love it. So multiple, we have to get those, four-generation shots or something, you know?
And there's a lot of that. I'm seeing a lot of parents coming in mm-hmm. who I remember them going here, mm-hmm. and now they've got their kids. Yeah.
I'm hopeful for Beth White's oldest daughter, who's getting married. Maybe eventually we might have those.
Well, and also, this is not the same program that was offered in 74. It has adapted. It has changed. It has grown it, but it is also sort of, it continues to fit the current context. And that is so important, because so many can easily stagnate, but this one doesn't. So anyway, so your 2-year-old for this coming year may not experience the same things that Gracie did 2 years ago, but we'll see.
Right. That's okay. The preschool won't experience the same as Gracie.
I'm apologizing in advance.
Battle stations, folks, we'll take her to DEFCON 3 in a minute, you know, so, all right. So we did touch on some of the challenges, and I can move things around, but what I see and what I hear is some great excitement and, you know, a willingness to face those challenges. I know the environment can, the constant changes, you know, the regulations that you have to follow, the and you do, you know, and it's just, it's amazing to try and keep up with it. It's almost like, you know, Old Testament law, trying to keep up with all the regs. But you do, and you just keep pressing on. So I really appreciate all of you and this particular ministry. I think we're kind of at a wrap-up stage. I didn't know if anyone had any closing thoughts or any place else we would want to take the conversation. How about if I just kind of go around the room and ask for a closing thought from each one of you? You know, what are your hopes and dreams for the Brook Hill Weekday Preschool? Beth?
That we continue to grow, that we get more staff and more students. Mm-hmm. That's my prayer and my thought.
Mm-hmm. And Melissa?
Yeah, I would have to agree with her. I would just like to see it grow because it is a really good program. And I mean, I haven't had experience with all the staff, but the ones that I have, they've been wonderful.
Okay. All right. Awesome. Beth White?
I'll just echo what everyone else has been saying. If you need a good quality program for your 2, 3, or 4-year-old, please consider us because you can't get any better than us.
Awesome. Awesome. And thank you for your service, by the way. I feel like I'm addressing the military, but thank you for your service because did you not just serve 10 years?
12?
12 years. 12 years as the chairperson, but I was on the committee as a member and everything for 16 years.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you. Thank you for that. Baby?
When I took over the directorship, she took over as the chair. So we've been together for the whole 12 years. So this is
wow.
quite a challenge and a transition for us.
Mm-hmm.
Carolyn's daughter, Ashley, is taking over as chair. She's been on our board for 12 years also, mm-hmm. probably longer than that. So I'm looking forward to working with her. It's just, we're going to get through this transition. But I would echo the same thing. I'm looking forward to hiring more teachers and to having more students. We're very, very blessed to have this program and to be part of a church. Mm-hmm. And I try to always have an attitude of thankfulness that these children are these beautiful lives that we have a chance to mold and be a part of. And so I hope we all approach that with a thankfulness for the families and a thankful to God for providing them to us.
Amen.
It's such an amazing program, and I'm so glad that I'm a part of it.
Awesome. Awesome. Thank you. Carolyn? You get the last word today.
Oh, the last word. Well, I've been on the board for 42 years.
Okay. You deserve the last word. There it is.
Treasurer, I've lost count, but 30-something, I guess. And I think it was the day that we joined church in January of 82. Tom Connor asked if I would go on the preschool committee, and I said yes. And I'm still here. I've done a lot of other things too, but this is my family. It's a family. It really is. Just wonderful people. And yes, let's just watch it grow.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, I do want to thank each of you for participating in this podcast. I know sometimes it's a little hard to be talking to a microphone in a room of, you know, but we all have a passion for this ministry, and I am just so grateful to each of you for the part that you play, the roles that you continue to play, and the ways that you continue to support this program, this ministry, this church. As we close out, those of you listening today, if you would like more information about the preschool, you can reach them through their website.
Yes, you can check out our website at www.brookhillweekdaypreschool, or you can email me. It's weekdaypreschool@bhumc.org, or you can give us a call, 301-662-2232. Please reach out.
Facebook?
Yes, we are on Facebook. Follow us on Facebook.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Awesome. Okay. And so this has been my honor and my privilege to join each of you today. I look forward to seeing what this 50-10 campaign brings about. And I'll be in the bouncy house too. So there you go. All right. Take care, all. God bless.
Well, thank you for joining me for this episode of our podcast where we interviewed the Brook Hill weekday preschool. And so special thanks to Beth White, Bambi Blackwell, Beth Moltaire, Melissa Murphy, and Carolyn Manning for joining me for this episode. And thank you all for being a part of this podcast and this ministry. Take care, God bless, and we'll see you next time.